I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Last week, I was checking out the treasures in a thrift shop in Clinton, Illinois. And in their big back room of miscellaneous stuff, I came across a small rock tumbler for $2.49. The body was there, but the container for the rocks wasn't. I looked around and finally found the container, too, over on another table. It looked new. I plugged it in, and it seemed to work all right, so I bought it. Now, if you've read my book or listened to my other shows, you know I tell you, over and over, you should never put good coins in a rock tumbler. It will totally destroy any value they may have for collectors. So why would I buy a rock tumbler? Well, I have a few large jars full to the brim of zinc pennies I've dug from bad ground, pennies that look more like black, unidentifiable discs of metal than coins. They have absolutely no collectible value at all, and I'm ashamed to spend them as pocket change because they look so horrible. I also have a goodly supply of blackened sandwich dimes and quarters. Sandwich coins are today's dimes and quarters, the ones they've made since 1965. Now with those coins, those black zinc pennies, those black dimes and quarters, I have no qualms about throwing them in a rock tumbler. So I took a handful of blackened zinc pennies and put them in the tumbler capsule. I added a few ounces of water and a squirt or two from a bottle of liquid hand-washing soap that was there on the sink. I didn't use any grit or pebbles, just soap and water. I took the tumbler out to the garage. Don't run it in your house, the noise will drive you nuts. And I ran it about 3 hours. When I opened the lid, blackened soap suds came streaming out of the container. So, if you try this, don't open your tumbler compartment over the rug. Open it over a sink. I then ran water into the container for a few minutes until the water was running clear, and I examined the coins. They looked almost like pennies again. The blackness had turned to brownness, and the outer rims of the coins had turned bright and shiny, which makes sense. It was mostly the rims that were hitting each other as they rolled around in the tumbler. Okay, they weren't great, but they were good enough to spend without being embarrassed. So I tried another experiment. Same thing, a handful of pennies, soap and water, but this time I left them in the tumbler for 12 hours instead of just 3. Result? I couldn't tell the 10-hour batch from the 3-hour batch. Guess I should try a 1-hour batch and see what happens there. At any rate, I think I'm going to have some fun with this thing. Maybe try some rocks for a month and see if they turn into gemstones. How about you? Have you used a rock tumbler for anything interesting? I'd love to hear about it. Drop me a note at dan@danhughes.net. Thanks for listening, and for a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, and some free articles on treasure hunting, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.